Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Welcome to this Kartik Inspiration. Another question for you at the beginning. Where do you take shelter when life moves in such a way that you can't manage it? Is it within your money? Is it in some friends? Or is it some telephone service where you asked for advice, some coaching firm? Where do you take shelter? In Vrindavan, we learn to take exclusive shelter in Krishna. And at that time, all anxieties stop. Krishna has one amazing grandfather who used to be the king of the Vrindavan area. His name is Pajanya. He speaks totally sweet with words with Krishna, and he bows down always to his little grandson and makes delighting jokes which he speaks into Krishna's ears. So once, when the whole of Vrindavan was attacked by Indra, this was when Krishna was only 7 years old, Indra became angry because Krishna had diverted all the milk sweets, all the sacrificial items which were used for his regular yearly Indra Puja. He had directed the coward men to do this in a huge festival for Govardhan. At that time, Indra sent his clouds of universal destruction to Braj. He was firmly determined to annihilate all the cowherd boys and all the cowherd men and all the residents and the cows and the calves and even the monkeys and so on. Krishna acted at that time, and he lifted Govardhan for 7 days and nights, holding it steadily on his little finger to protect the Brajavasis from the rain and the hail and the thunder claps and all. At that time, his grandfather was so confident of being with Krishna and being that he showed not the little tiniest amount of anxiety. In fact, he jokingly addressed the clouds and said, "Oh, hey, clouds, my name is also Pajanya. It can mean cloud. But tell me what audacity you have to try to inundate my kingdom as long as I'm here. I have this little grandson next to me. See what he can do. And let me now see first how you will defeat this little grandson of mine who carries this huge mountain. Then I will take you serious and argue with you." See, this is when someone has taken shelter. To take shelter in Krishna in difficult times, what could that mean? Well, the first thing of taking shelter is you turn to the shelter and move towards it. A good way of moving towards Krishna is through prayers. I cannot stop but glorify the Sharanagati prayers. Even here, they have so much meaning for me. For instance, there's a prayer that, "My dear Lord, please nourish and maintain me by giving me taste in your holy name." This is what someone needs who chants the whole day. He needs to have taste, no? So you can turn to Krishna through prayer. a very good way that always works is to turn also to Krishna's devotees. Ramanujacharya makes this point. He says, when all other sadhanas or spiritual practices fail you, then move towards an assembly of devotees. Just sit there and you will see how your anxieties will evaporate. Taking shelter, we do it all the time, unconsciously or consciously, and we can learn to run or move towards that shelter, which shelters all the universes, which shelters everyone in it, even the ants. Then we have no more anxiety. I wish you all the best and see you for next Kartik Inspiration.